I'm going to ask for Mark Story to come and tell us how the Lord has had mercy on him. He's originally from Kentucky. We're thankful that you're here.
Hi there, I'm Mark. Like you said, thank you for having me here tonight. I was asked to share, a little bit about how the sum total of all my actions and all my decisions in 64 years landed me in Justin's place. And I thank God for that. And, like you said, I'm from Kentucky, a little town up on the Ohio River called Augusta. It's a beautiful little town. Our claim to fame is George Clooney grew up there, so I tell everybody that just makes me... Anyway, it is beautiful. I grew up, it's a rural community mostly. My grandfather and father owned a poultry farm for many years, and I thought I was going to be a chicken farmer for most of my life. And in 1968, a tornado took care of that little dream. So, and that's all right. Things, you know, just what happened. So I grew up, went to a parochial school, a Catholic school. Most of my life, my father was an alcoholic. I didn't know it at the time. I just thought everybody drank beer a lot, and I mean, he wasn't. A lot of guys I talk to in these programs have these horrible stories of childhood and abuse and all these things that they can kind of see why their addictions and alcoholism came from, and I just don't have that in mind. I mean, there's some things I look back on. I think my father made me feel less than a little bit, some, and kind of made me doubt myself for a lot of years, but I think I come out of that when I got out on my own, and I do some good things. I was a little bit successful in my life in a small town kind of way. Had a decent job, was on a couple school boards, I was on a couple city councils, but all through my life, alcohol and some other things had a small role in my life, and I handled it pretty good. I know it wasn't right, but I didn't feel like I was a bad person most of my life. And later on, you know, I had a wife. She was a school teacher. I got two daughters. I've got a couple grandkids, and again, thank God they still love me and still support me, and I put them through some horrible things. Mainly just worry about me. You know, they were so concerned that, you know, I wasn't going to wake up, or they didn't know where I was, or things like that. But later on in life, like when I was about early 50s, had some surgery, and like I said, I'd always done a little bit here and there. I called it partying. It was not. But I was introduced to opiates after a surgery, and that was my doom. Could not beat that addiction. Didn't even try for a long time, and then when I did try, I could not beat that. And it led me down an awful road from the age 55 till today. I was in two other rehabs, long-term rehabs. They were good programs, a lot of success and everything, and both times I was in there, I did well for a while. But I know without a doubt today that the reason they didn't work for me is because they were secular programs. We didn't talk about Christ much. We didn't talk about God, Jesus. They were government supported, and they're not allowed to do that. So we worked the 12 steps of AA, and they talked about God when they had to, but that was it. We were not allowed to discuss it. They even said that because of money, which is horrible. About eight and a half months ago, something like that, I had a bad episode. Went back to my drinking. Things went downhill fast. Every time they happened faster than the time before. It's just the way it works. And I was, the big book calls it incomprehensible demoralization. And that's exactly where I was 8.5 months ago. And so I have a sponsor in Lexington, Kentucky, and I called him. Too late, of course. I was already a mess. He called another guy who called another guy, and Dr. Hyde from Lexington helped start Justin's place. So anyway, they called him and they said, well, send him to the Hope Center. And they said, he's been there, it didn't work. And he said, well, send him to Florida. Best thing that ever happened to me. They put me on a plane. I was down here. I was scared to death. I was weak. I was beat up, demoralized, like I said. Spent a week down the street at, they call it motivational track at the little place down the street, Justin's place. Spent a month there and then went to LaBelle for 6 months. When I got to LaBelle, I was feeling a little better. He kind of mentioned that it was a Christ-centered program, and I just wasn't thinking clear. I didn't know what he was talking about even at that point. And I've always said that I believed in God, and I think I did believe in God. I just never did really act like it. I just didn't. I don't think I was an evil person, but I wasn't a good person either. So I get to Justin's place, and day by day, a miracle happened. At first, I'll say they forced me. It wasn't really forced. Required me to go to church. They required me to read the Bible in the morning for a half hour, and required me to do some other things. And it wasn't long, man, till it was more like they were allowing me to do that. And that's when I first started feeling the change, is when they allowed me to build a relationship with Christ. You know, I'm 8.5 months now. The jury's still out on all that. But I enjoy going to church. I enjoy getting in the Bible. I knew all the Bible stories from parochial school, but I'd never read the Bible. And I've read the Bible now, and I enjoy doing that. And, you know, things have just turned around for me. I feel like I've got hope. They've gave me hope back. And my family's happy. That's huge. Get to see them here in a couple weeks. I get to fly home for a weekend. I'm just so excited about that. So I guess all I can say is there's a little saying you hear a lot of guys say out at LaBelle that I didn't think of this, but I believe it 100% that God brought me to Justin's place, and Justin's place brought me to God. Thank you.